In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know that you can ask for anything from God. You all know that, you're Christians. And you remember that Jesus has made that statement numerous places in the Gospels. That he says, like for instance, John chapter 15, verse 7, ask whatever you want. Okay, God is very clear. You can ask him for anything. At the same time, as a Christian, you also know that just because you ask for it doesn't mean God's going to give it to you. You know that God is smarter than you, wiser than you, and that sometimes, even though he definitely hears you and answers you, sometimes he's not always going to give that. So you know all that. But this morning, I'm going to ask you to think a little differently for a minute. And I'm going to ask you to pretend that God will give you whatever you ask. So for a minute here, we'll pretend that God is more like the classic genie in a bottle. Okay? That you can ask God for whatever you want, and he will give it to you right away. So, what would you ask for then? If you had your three wishes, your three requests, your three blessings, any of it, okay? What would you really ask God for right now? Three things. Would you ask him maybe to change something about you? Maybe you've always wished you were different in some way than you are. Maybe you would ask him that you would be stronger. Maybe thinner. Maybe younger. Maybe older. Maybe you'd ask God that you were more outgoing. That's always bugged you. Or maybe less outgoing. You are more reserved, maybe. Would you ask God to be more athletic or more musical? Maybe you're tone deaf. Would you ask God to make your marriage or your family better? Maybe that's the biggest thing you want from God, to heal any division there is at all in your marriage or in your family. Maybe you ask him to change somebody's heart that just won't forgive you or won't be reconciled to you. Maybe you ask him that everybody would just be able to get along with each other for once. Would you ask God to take something away from you? Maybe you ask to take away an illness. Maybe you ask him to take away your depression. You want to feel better. Maybe you ask him, God, take away this sin that I have struggled with for year after year after year, and I'm just sick of it. Maybe take away an addiction, like Paul asked for, take away a thorn in the flesh. Or would you ask God, and I already know the answer to this, yes, you would you ask him for money? Of course we would. Don't kid yourself, right? We can't help ourselves. We know it wouldn't make us any happier, and yet, of course we'd ask for some money. Maybe just a little, right? Well, if you ask me this, and I hope you've kind of thought, I was trying to go slow so you really would think about this. But if you ask me right now, this week, today on this Sunday, if I had three things to ask God for, I would. I'd ask him for plenty of money, so I wouldn't have to worry about money anymore. And I'd ask him for all my family and all my descendants, future descendants, they would all go to heaven when they die. And third, I'd ask him to be an excellent piano player because it's something I really wish I could do. Now, ask any of us on a different day, maybe you'd get three different answers. I don't know. Now think about the gospel reading. Here's a man brought to Jesus who's paralyzed. He can't walk. What does he want? You know what he wants. He doesn't need three wishes. He doesn't need three requests. Just one. What does he want? He wants to walk. Come on. That's what he wants. He wants to be healed. He doesn't want to be paralyzed anymore. And you know what? That's an honest prayer. It's a good prayer. It's an honest desire. And he's got good, good friends. I mean, the best friends you could ever ask for, this guy has. They carry him all the way to Jesus. Because remember, there were no wheelchairs, nothing like this. They carry him to Jesus. And then when they can't get in the door, that little part you remember from another gospel. It's not in our part today. But they can't get in the door because the house is so crowded. So they go up on the roof, take away part of the roof, and lower him in there. Now, those friends, they go to a lot of trouble because they know what their friend wants. And our reading says, when Jesus looks up and sees their faith, when he sees those friends and he sees their love for this paralyzed man, he says, you know what? I'm going to give this guy something even greater. What could be greater, though? I mean, seriously, the guy's paralyzed. What could be greater than walking again? What could be greater than never having to worry about money again? What could be greater than taking away an illness I have? What could be greater than healing my marriage or family? What could be greater than walking again? And Jesus, when he saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son. Your sins are forgiven." There is no greater gift than forgiveness. Now, do you believe that? That's another story. Do I believe that? When you kneel here today at this altar and God gives you forgiveness, do you know that there is nothing greater in all of heaven or earth that he could give you right at that moment than forgiveness of your sin? You know that he could give you a big pile of money up here if he wanted, big stack of $100 bills. He could give you a magical medicine that would take away all your illnesses and all your pains. But there's nothing greater than the forgiveness of your sin. Now, here's what I'm going to try to convince you of. I think we know this. I think we already know this. Forgiveness of our sin, that means being accepted. It means being loved. Okay? And that we do realize is greater. That God could accept me with all of my faults, with all my imperfections, all our divisions, all our illnesses, all our weaknesses. We know how important this is. And all you have to think about is your parents, your husband or wife if you're married, and your friends. And think about, what do you want more than anything from your parents, from your husband or wife, and from your friends? What do you want from them more than anything? Is it money? Is that what you want from your parents and your friends? Is it favors? You know, do you want them to do work for you, do your laundry, cook your food for you? Is that what you really want more than anything from them? Is it to take you to great places? No, of course not. What you want more than anything from your parents, your friends, and your husband or wife is acceptance. And that's forgiveness. That's what that is. So you want your parents more than anything to forgive you, to love you, and accept you. You want your husband or wife more than anything to forgive you, love you, and accept you. And you want your friends more than anything to forgive you, love you, and accept you. Because there's nothing better than forgiveness. You know, that is a far greater gift than anything else. Now, to prove that it is, Jesus says, "All right, fine. I'll go ahead and heal him also." And of course he does. "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Now, which gift do you think the man came to cherish more? Of course, immediately he cherishes the walking, like any of us would. Just like if God gave me $1 million, I'd cherish that more right now. But which do you think the man cherished more eventually? When you have the Lord of all heaven and earth who stands over you and says, "My son, your sins are forgiven," you're not ever going to forget that. And that's what we have. That is truly what we have here in baptism and in the Lord's Supper. That's what God says. He stands over us and says, "Take heart, your sins are forgiven." Now, the last part of this is, you might say, "Well, that's easy, though. Anybody can say that. Anybody can say your sins are forgiven, but this is what's so great about Jesus. He already, 2,000 years ago, heard us saying that. He already knew we were going to say that. Oh, that's easy to say, your sins are forgiven. So he asks, he says, which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise and walk? And he wants you to actually think about that. Which is easier? Is it easy to forgive sins? Anybody who's ever forgiven somebody knows it's not easy. And in the case of Jesus, there's nothing easy about it at all. So, if we say, well, that's easy to say, your sins are forgiven, then let us remember the rest of the story. In order to forgive that man's sins, the paralyzed man, what did Jesus have to do? He had to take his place. In order to forgive your sins, what did Jesus have to do? He had to take your place. Is that easy? To be crushed for our iniquities? To be wounded for our transgressions? He took the place of every sinner in the world of every time and place. It's not easy. In fact, Jesus did the hardest thing that you never asked him to do. To die your death. Forgiveness is the greatest and the hardest gift that you've ever been given. And when you kneel at the altar here today and Jesus says, take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven, then really take heart. You are loved. You are accepted. You have received the greatest and hardest gift that anybody will ever give to you. And if we want to kind of see how great this gift is, then look at Jacob in the Old Testament reading today. Heard Paul read that. Jacob is all alone. He's running scared because Esau, his older brother, is mad at him. And he stops for the night to rest, and God gives him a dream, a vision. And in his vision, he looks up, and there's a ladder reaching up into heaven, and God is there. And God is sending his angels up and down the ladder and says to Jacob, I will be with you. And when Jacob wakes up from that, he yells out, how awesome is this place? That's how we should react also. He's right. How awesome is any place where God forgives us and accepts us? How awesome is this place right here? How awesome is our homes where we hear God's word and share his love and forgiveness with each other? How awesome is this altar where he forgives us? How awesome is being baptized into Christ? It really is awesome because that is the greatest and hardest gift, forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.